بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ورسلا قد قصصناهم عليك من قبل ورسلا لم نقصصهم عليك، وكلم الله موسى تكليما، رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين لئلا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل، وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. With regard to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, whom Allah Ta'ala He sent for the hidayat of mankind. As explained, the Jews looked for objections. Why they did not want to accept Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Allah's Rasul and the Quran Sharif as the Kitab of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala had sent Rasul, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Rasul, messengers whom Allah Ta'ala had explained about from before, and other many other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam whom Allah Ta'ala has not discussed that we do not know. The famous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are known as Ulul Azam Anbiya, the great Anbiya. Then there were other Anbiya who are of a lesser level, and there are others that we don't know about also. And Allah says, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Or, بَاتِ كِي أَلَّا نِي مُوسَى سِرْهُرْكَ. And Allah only spoke directly to Nabi to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in this world without the intermediary of a farishta, of an angel, Jibreel alayhi salam, or anyone. And Allah gave our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the great honor that in Mi'raj, not only did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam speak to Allah Ta'ala, but he saw Allah Ta'ala also, which was not granted to anyone else besides Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Anyway, after that Allah Ta'ala said, all these objections are just all side issues. You are just making all various excuses for not accepting the truth. The real matter is that we have sent the Anbiya, and the real purpose of them is Rusulam Mubashirin, Peje Peygamber Khush Khabri Dene Wale. When we had sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, who gave glad tidings to people that if you will believe, if you will comply, obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, there are great, great ni'mats for you in this world also, and even much more greater in the Akhirah. وَمُنْذِرِينَ or دَرْ سُنَانِ وَالِ. And we made them also at the same time that they are warners also. They are givers of glad tidings, and they are warners also. That if you don't believe, if you don't obey, if you transgress and break the laws of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah's punishment is also there. So fear both things. Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that we should have an attitude of giving 80% glad tidings and 20% of warnings. Or ulama have explained that when people are young, explain more the warnings and the punishments, so that because at that time they are more prone to fall into sin. So to discourage them and take them out of sin, explain about the warnings and the dangers. And every person grows old and he cannot do much now, then explain to him more of the favors and the kindness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Also, when a person falls into heavy sin, then explain more to him the punishments of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person becomes negligent in doing good work, in becoming lazy, then explaining the great favors of Allah on good work, what ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has promised. So anyway, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala has made them that they will be rusul, messengers of Allah Ta'ala, givers of glad tidings and givers of warnings also. And this is one main purpose of sending the Anbiya alayhi salam, the Allah yakuna linnasi ala Allahi hujjatun ba'du rusul. تاکہ باقی نہ رہے لوگوں کو اللہ پر الزام کا موقع رسولوں کے بعد. So so that the people do not have any excuse for not having brought Iman. Like the people of Makkah used to say that why wasn't the Quran revealed to a more prominent person than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That was just all excuses. Or why wasn't it given to a person that had wealth and riches with him, that had gold and silver with him? So all these were just excuses. Allah says, we have sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and they delivered the message, and especially Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who delivered this message very, very clearly, and we went out of his way completely to make the people understand and accept the truth. So the people have got no excuse left that Allah Ta'ala did not send anyone to us to warn us, to guide us, etc. Now it is just necessary for us to follow the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is in sum the total, in sum the teachings of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. And we have all that ready in front of us. For us now it is that we accept wholeheartedly, open our hearts, and we don't find excuses and other reasons for not accepting. We must accept wholeheartedly. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Or Allah زبردست ہے حکمت والا. And Allah Ta'ala is the all-powerful. And with all His power, He uses His power not just in any way, but with great wisdom, and in a way that benefits everyone. So Allah's mercies are very, very great. We must turn to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and take as much from the mercy and the kindness of Allah Ta'ala, and understand that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have done their duties and their missions fully and delivered the message fully, fully. Especially Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much so that 1400 years later and even more, the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are still vivid and clear in front of us. And now it is a matter for us not to find, to go and delve into it more and more, but rather to practice upon it, to accept it and practice on the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.